Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac, a stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Before Chicago takes on Las Vegas, tune in Sunday from 11 to 1:45 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Mully, Olin, Patrick, they'll get you started and ready for the game. Then immediately following the game, Mully, Olin, and Patrick will have instant reaction on the postgame show, which is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Mark Grody is at Hallis Hall. There's a player of the week for the Bears in Caleb Williams. There's also other stuff as they get ready to take on the Raiders. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Groats.
Hey, what's going on, Lawrence? What's happening, Matt? Yeah, I would say it was a bouncy day here at Hallis Hall, which one could predict coming off of an excellent week of practice last week and culminating in a big victory. From the portion that we got to see of practice, it was very enthusiastic. We'll talk more about that as this Bears report moves on, but there was a little bit of bad news in practice today, and that is the players that were not participating today. One of the people that was added to the injury list was Darnell Wright, not practicing today due to an elbow injury. So one would assume that if he can't play, and we have no idea yet, it's still early in the week, Theo Benedet would be the guy who might step in his place. Grady Jarrett did not practice today because of the same knee injury that we have been talking about the last couple of weeks. Kyler Gordon still out with a hamstring. Same with TJ Edwards, and Colston Loveland did not practice today due to the hip injury. As we know, Ben Johnson earlier in the week did say or indicate that they don't think it is overly serious, and that doesn't necessarily mean that he won't miss a game, but he missed practice today, and we don't have any further texture on that because Ben Johnson did speak before the injury report came out just a couple of hours ago. So that is something that we will follow up on and track throughout the week. Limited today. Cole Kmet has a groin that he is dealing with, but he was out there. He was practicing, just not full force. Jalen Jones, and this is good news, Jalen Jones has, you know, obviously providing much needed depth in the secondary. He was limited with a hamstring. I saw him in the locker room, and, you know, take it for what it's worth, but he said, I'm good. He said, I'm good to go. We'll see. DeAndre Swift has a hip injury, so he was limited as well. He spoke to the media today, so that's a good sign that ultimately he's going to be okay. As Lawrence mentioned, Caleb Williams, for people who don't know, was indeed named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. It was interesting to hear that he did not make a big deal out of it in the locker room when it was announced, and he was kind of just all business about it. And listen to Caleb Williams here when it was brought up to him in his press conference that he had gotten the award and what it meant to him.
What does it mean to be named NFC Offensive Player of the Week?
That's it.
Caleb, Ben said you were a little bit hesitant to sort of bask in that honor when he brought it up in front of the team earlier on. Why?
It's just It's Wednesday now, and it's time to move on and focus on the Raiders. And obviously, we got a tall task at hand with, like we talked about with Max and, you know, those defensive players, and obviously that explosive offense and guys on the special team. So we got a tall task at hand. Every week is important, and every game, every moment. And, you know, that was a good moment we had on last Sunday, and it's time to move on to Raiders.
All right, good. You know, I've previously described Caleb in terms of the public-facing profile and the way that he talks as kind of a fake-it-till-you-make-it guy sometimes. Like, he's very presentational, and that's okay. He's young, and I was super presentational at that time and everything. If this is just him saying what he thinks he's supposed to say, that's okay, too. You know, it's like if he's learning that this is how you're supposed to do and he's doing it for that, then great. If this is how he actually feels, then that's also great. Like, it's all good right now.
Yeah. I think that this is an extension of Ben Johnson's press conference at the end of after the game the other day, where he went from being, you know, very detailed in his explanations to us, sharing with us that they weren't practicing well enough, and that he was very much on to the next game. Like, you're right, Caleb Williams can be presentational, as you said, Speaks, but in the past, things like that, talking about an award, he probably would have expanded more on that last year. So I do think that there is – so if last week was the Bears are not practicing hard enough, this week is – back to business, don't change a thing, let's not get excited and dwell on what was a good win. It's kind of like winning two in a row, it feels like, is almost like this week is almost more important than last week. And I know you had to have last week to get to this week, but we all want to see it again, and I feel like the players are acting accordingly.
Okay, we can still talk about the success that he had and how it looked like he had really good command of everything. How's he seeing that?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting today, Lawrence, because Ben Johnson was talking about how many more plays or what they have put on his plate in week three. He said it was a lot more than week one. And Ben Johnson saying, using the phraseology, we can load up on the offense more and more. So I brought that question to Caleb Williams. I asked him about, and I said, is that music to your ears? And really what I was more interested in from Caleb Williams is, why, Caleb, is it sinking in more for you now relative to last year?
I think there's a certain part where you just you start getting a better understanding of the offense and what we're trying to do. And I think the consistency of just taking a step each week and trying to be, you know, positive, trying to be like, there's going to be hard moments in practice like today. You know, messed up, it's Wednesday. It's probably one of the hardest days of quarterback's job is Wednesdays, just because all of the game plan that's going in. And so just being able to be positive, being able to, you know, understand that it is Wednesday and, you know, a bunch of it is new, and you know, not get too frustrated and give myself a little grace on Wednesdays to be able to understand that, you know, I'll go back, study tonight, study tomorrow, keep studying throughout the week, and then we'll get to Sunday and be able to rep it and get out there and call those plays and be efficient and, you know, do whatever we need to do to win a game.
Is it new for you to be less frustrated? Like, were you more frustrated last year on Wednesdays?
Yeah, I would say I was a little bit more frustrated myself, just because I want to be the best that I can be for my guys and this organization. So being able to go through a year of that, but also understand offenses better, understand defense a little bit better, and just continuing that growth process and mindset.
Good follow-up, Groats, to get that context on a kid who may be getting a little more comfortable talking about what he doesn't know yet and how difficult things can be sometimes.
Sometimes you need the space to be able to break yourself down and feel. And then the crazy part is what I think might be happening here, which I think is a good thing, is the results have to back up the words. So if you're Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams and you're like, it's going to happen, trust me, it's going to happen. Yeah. And maybe Caleb's a little skeptical because he's like, oh, they told me last year and it didn't turn out this way. And then you go from week one to week two to week three and things get better. And now it's a matter of sustaining the better and moving towards it.
It's true. Like, we've known that development is not linear, but the first three games are actually pretty linear.
Yeah, it's pretty linear. But, you know, You got to deal with Max Crosby this week.
For sure, for
and
sure.
That, and that changes things.
But it's a moment to really see the development and learn from it, Groats.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, you know, Max Crosby is the guy that players in the locker room kept mentioning. Ben Johnson opened his press conference. I think his preamble included, you know, him being a game wrecker, you know, one of the top five defensive players in the league and all of the energy. But, yeah, I mean, back to Caleb Williams, I think that you guys are right. I mean, you got to start to see it. There has to start to be a trust developing. And when there is progress, it makes everything make sense. And, you know, Ben Johnson also said the same thing that Caleb said, that there was some screw-ups like during the install. And the fact that Caleb could take that, and I don't know if that was something he dealt, that's why I asked the follow-up. I don't know if he dealt with that well last year with, you know, and again, we take into account everything that last year was, including the wrong coaching staff. But these are little areas of progress that we all wanted to see and needed to see.
All right, the craziness yesterday, it was down Clark. There were people lined up for blocks because Caleb got four touchdowns, Groats. Did you go to Wiener Circle on the way home?
I did not. I was in the Ville yesterday, obviously, at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. I decided that they didn't need me there. I decided that was one time. I'm good. I will follow the news reports. They didn't need me there.
We drove by, by the way. Me and Christine drove by. The line was down to the corner and around the block. It's pretty cool to see.
That's great.
And Caleb Williams, as you may or may not know, sent a representative, and that was his dog, and that's where the conversation started about the Wiener's Circle story.
Did your dog go to the hot dog place?
My dog did go to the hot dog place. Yeah, he did. He had a blast. He had a blast. Megan, she works for me. She brought him, and he had a blast. And
did he have a hot dog?
He had a hot dog. I heard. It's not typically in his diet, but I don't think he had ketchup on it. But he had a blast. He when he ended up getting home, he ended up going inside his cage on his own and passing out. So he had a blast.
Does it amuse you that type of excitement bubbles up in the city about?
Yeah, it's awesome. Being able to, you know, have a moment like that. You know, kudos to them. And then obviously, like I said, kudos to the big guys up front for me, and the wide receivers. It's something fun like that. It brings excitement to everybody, and you know, you get free hot dogs.
Oh man,
I love this, and the reason why I love it is that
so good.
Caleb has been, since he got here, been trying to have a more collegiate feel to Bears fandom, and it's a, you know, Bears thing and the bear claw stuff.
Yeah.
And this is a great example of something that would happen in a college town with the star player. And the fact that it played out in the third largest city in America, and people who are genuinely happy that Caleb had a great game with a Chicago institution like Wiener Circle. Like,
yeah, man.
There's no, and him and it's beautiful because he sends his dog, so he's representing, right?
right.
Even though the code in that is, I was still working. I couldn't go because I'm working on stuff. But I acknowledge that this is awesome, and my dog had a great time. And even in the statement.
My dog had a hot dog.
My dog had a hot dog, but it's all because of the offensive linemen that took care of me and the receivers who caught the passes. That's well done by him and everyone else involved.
I agree. And it's like a little glimpse into, like, dude, if he's like real good and the team's real good, Caleb's got to own this town, man. You know, it's like, Groats, he's gonna get all the free hot dogs he wants. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. I mean, people are so desirous of liking him. We all know that because people are very sensitive about Caleb Williams. We all know that because, any form of criticism is met with 30 pushbacks. I mean, so, like, yes, they want him. And by the way, Lawrence, I did ask Caleb during the presser. I said, were you tempted to go? And he said, yes, I was tempted to go, but there was too much to do to get ready for the Raiders.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's it. That's the perfect way to handle that situation. So good for him, and good for the Wiener Circle, and good for Caleb's dog. That's a nice. Had himself a little treat. Had a time out on the town.
What's the name of the dog? I used to know Justin Fields' dog's name because Danny was going to trade him.
Justin Fields had a bulldog, right? You have a little
small dog. I think Caleb's Omar. Dog's name is Dave the cat. Oh no, it's Omar.
No, yeah, Dave. Yes. The cat.
It's neither one
Dave
of those.
Dave the
things.
Cat, the dog. I like that a lot.
Yeah. All right, Groats. Like, there were a lot of Bears fans who thought the Bears should draft Ashton Jeanty. The Bears did not draft Ashton Jeanty, but the Raiders did. Anyone talking about that?
Yeah, Ben Johnson. And look, there was reports last year on draft night that the Bears were trying to move up in the draft to get Ashton Jeanty. Let's just put it this way: where there was smoke, there was fire. Like, there, I can confirm that was something that the Bears were interested in potentially doing, and it obviously just did not work out. That there were, you know, phone calls taken and all of that kind of stuff. That said, you know, Ben Johnson certainly liked the player.
He's a phenomenal player. I thought the world of him. You know, he's a hard guy to bring down, compact yet powerful. You know, you better have low pad level when you're looking to tackle this guy, or else he's going to lower his shoulder and run you over. He's got that mentality. He brought it with him from college. You see it through the first three games of the season so far, where he's fearless. He sees a little bit of air. He steps on the gas, and he plays violently. So he's a guy that we're certainly aware of, and we got to do the best that we can to bottle him up.
How are you? Some of those things you just mentioned about him. How are you seeing that when he hasn't really gotten off to a very good start this season?
Yeah. I mean, I think offensively through three games, you would say that their passing game's a little bit ahead of their running game, but that's us also, right? So. I'm sure they're working to fix whatever issues they perceive they have, just like we are on offense here. So, like I said, though, they've got tremendous playmakers throughout. The quarterback has played some really good football over the last few years. He's doing that again this year. And they've got some weapons all over the place. So we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, they have offensive line troubles, and a lot of them, including an injury to their rookie center, Jackson Powers Johnson. But it's funny, when I was doing the prep work for Turn the Page today, I was thinking, man, you're the Raiders. Can you really afford to use a top 10 pick on a running back when you got all these other problems? I don't know if we'd feel that way if the Bears had done it. I would have. You know, like, because I didn't want to do it because of all the other problems and everything like that. But it would be interesting. Imagine Jeanty on this team right now, Mark.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And then, you know, the run game issues came up with Ben Johnson today, and he, you know, basically paraphrasing, it's a work in progress, but he did say, Ben Johnson said, he feels like they're close to breaking through with the run game. This is not what they had pictured, you know. I mean, there was, you know, that stuff with Ashton Jeanty. There was, you know, Travion Henderson is another name that came up in Bears circle. So it was just the one spot that they were not able to get right or get perfect, I suppose, in the offseason. And yeah, I mean, look, there, this offense, you know, with Jeanty, you know, he's not been great so far, and everybody's blaming the offensive line, but Geno Smith is an explosive player. Brock Bowers is excellent. Trey Tucker had a career game last week, the wide receiver for the Raiders. So they do. There is a lot there that is kind of a sleeping giant right now for the Raiders.
Last week, this time, we were talking about the Bears not practicing at a championship level. Has that changed?
Yeah, I think it's changed. Like, you could see it just in the little glimpse that we got of the practice, and then we go into the lock. I got to set this up because DJ Moore was just ridiculous today, talking about the practice. There, a lot of players were shouting DJ Moore's way as the players came into the locker room talking about his practice and how good he was and wow, he did crazy things out there. And I'm going to point this out to you as well, just for context. Caleb Williams Bears quarterback was in the scrum. I didn't see him in the scrum at first, but it'll eventually get pointed out that Caleb Williams was a part of this. Here is ridiculousness with DJ Moore.
Did you have like an interesting practice today? I heard a lot of guys around the locker room saying that you did. What was going on out there?
I don't know. I just practiced the same way as I did last weekend. I mean, it is what it is.
So then what are they talking about?
They just messing with y'all because y'all in here.
Yeah. So I just fell for it then, basically.
Yeah, they got you.
Did the attitude from last week's practices carry over?
Yeah, it carried over, and everybody was doing exactly what they needed to do, and our practice was good.
I think we've talked a lot, we've asked you a lot about what have you seen from Caleb growth-wise. Has it just been like steady improvement, or is he just processing quicker, as we talked about? What do you think has been was different, I guess, this week?
What's different right now is that he's in this group right now, and y'all don't even know he's back there. But yeah, he's been steady growth, and he's been on top of us. And
smooth criminal. Okay.
To just be to be better, elevate our game so he can elevate his, and just go from there.
How was your relationship developing with him and your chemistry?
It's been great on and off the field. We all get together, me, Rome, other people, and we just have a good time just talking about ball and just enjoy each other's company.
What are the challenges you're going to have with the Raiders on Sunday?
Max Crosby. And then they're back in. You just got to stay focused and go out there and win our one-on-ones when we get the opportunity to.
Man, I'm awfully tempted to run with that and think about the good vibes and the relationship and the chemistry that's going on.
Don't.
Yeah. I know. I'm not. I'm pumping the brakes.
No,
Lawrence.
We're not pumping the brakes.
Well,
we're taking the foot off the gas.
I'm gonna take I'm tempted to just like put the foot down on the gas and be like, they're coming together, man. They're coming together.
Hey, if they win this week and it looks as good as what we saw them do, then maybe. The bye week, you can just dip into the vibes.
Yeah, but like, you know, we'll see. There seemed to be a little tension or mistrust at times last year between DJ and Caleb.
Right.
Don't you think?
Winning helps a lot.
Winning helps and strong coaching helps. Like, we're both following that guy.
DJ Moore walked off, took a play off last year. We all saw it. We all saw him walk to the side. He did that. So, I mean, that's fact. So that there was moments last
year.
All
I'm saying is don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
That's why my foot is off the gas.
There
Lawrence.
You go.
That's
glide.
Yeah, I'm just glide.
Just glide along.
Slippity slide.
Yeah,
that's I do what you. I do just to survive.
That's what you're doing right now. Right. Did Jason Leisure get into a squabble today?
Yeah, it was so great. I think this is allowed. I mean, I don't know if this is supposed to be, but you know what? I'm going to take my chances here. So this is Ben. I'll just call this Ben Johnson versus Jason Leisure. And for context as well, this is, again, before the injury report came out. So this is this morning. The injury report is out. You need to know that for the following conversation. Here you go.
You didn't think Loveland was serious, but you'd evaluate him Tuesday, Wednesday. Did that prove correct?
Yeah, we'll see.
Thank you.
We did it in like...
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll report at the end of the day, right?
What advantage are you gaining? What advantage are you gaining by making us wait a few hours?
What is the issue with you waiting a couple hours?
That's the new what's up yours.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's a better debater. You know, firing back with something.
It's a good retort. It was a good retort, but it was a good question by Jason and a good answer from Ben Johnson that had Jason Leisure laughing and smiling.
Oh,
did
good.
See what was up your sleeve? Did you use it? Or
I don't know. What's up yours?
Oh man, I almost spit out the old coffee just now.
You know what's up, Ebus?
That's Ebus State.
Yeah, you know what's up his sleeve? Bees. Oh. That's what he had up there. He had bees.
Hey, I know there's been one position coach already fired this year, so you know. I'm just saying it would behoove Matt Eberflus to not have an embarrassing day against the Packers on with the whole world watching.
Cowboys, fourth defensive coordinator in 6 years.
Yep.
Mike Nolan was one and done. Mm. See if Matt Eberflus is too.
Yep.
Poor Floos. You guys want a few nuggets, or you guys got
spicy ones only, please? Spicy ones.
Actually, Spiegel, I gotta give you some credit, my man. You, when we were listening to Tyreek Stevenson yesterday at the Budweiser Brick House, we listened to a bite, and you thought you heard Tyreek Stevenson mention, among other things, like just making sure that he was, you know, doing everything right. He said, you know, I got to remember to take my meds, and so I saw Tyreek in the locker room, and I mentioned that to him, and he said that, yeah, he's taken. And by the way, he gave me permission to say this, so I'm not saying anything out of line here. But he said that he's taking something called Energy and Focus. It's a little pill that he takes that he's been taking since his rookie year. It's an over-the-counter dietary supplement. Yeah, well, it's not quite Provasic. Unlock me. And he mentioned ADHD, and it's like it's got like caffeine in it to keep him focused. It's like a focus thing.
Sure.
That he takes on a lot of days. So there was something to it, and nothing prescribed. He didn't say he had it, but he did mention ADHD. So that's what that was all about, Matt. You were onto it. I'm not gonna say I was doubting you, but I just didn't hear it the way you heard it.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
It was almost
energy
like,
and focus.
Yeah, the Speak switched the samples.
Yeah. You switched the samples so you can make energy and focus.
Devin McGregor could give you Provasic.
At the Hilton.
Lock me.
Filmed at the Chicago Hilton and Towers downtown on Michigan Avenue.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
All right, but good. Thank you for following up. Interesting.
Yeah, it was a good follow-up. A couple other things. I spoke to Dominic Robbins. I was just like, went by his locker, says it was nice to be able to break through. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, what's different this year? And he said he had a brand new coach in the offseason that he said is making the difference. So hopefully they, amongst other guys, like the whole theme of this week is do it again. So Dominic Robinson included in that. I also talked to Roshan Johnson about not getting a carry. And he says he's not frustrated yet because it's so early in the season. He feels like he will get some run as a running back, and he's going to try to make his mark on special teams for now. Oh, you think that's funny, Spiegel?
No, I just don't think that's going to happen. He'll be frustrated soon enough.
They do need to improve the run game, though. That's an issue.
Well, yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, it's wild that guys that are not running backs are getting more runs than a running back. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
just saying.
Hey, Groats, have you ever seen the video of Jessica Williams and Harrison Ford at the Screen Actors Guild Awards this year?
Oh, I don't think I have.
You should.
I usually get sent that kind of stuff.
It's hilarious because she's doing like a read, and they're on the same show together. They've built this like beautiful
on Shrinking.
Yeah,
and they have actually quite a beautiful relationship.
Yeah, and so he's eating potato chips behind her, and it's just the most Harrison Ford thing ever. I'm gonna see if I can find it. I'm gonna send it to you.
Cheddar and sour cream.
He doesn't even speak, but it's so adorable, and like the way that they look at each other when it's all over is just amazing.
Aww. I love what he's become. I love
Me
it when
too.
Actors get older and they just accept themselves for who they are, and they dare themselves. How dare you, sir, to do more things in their life?
Someone asked him at a Comic-Con, like the last couple weeks, like, hey, are you just going to reboot all of your franchises? And he was like, yeah, because I like money, and we're going to get this money.
He killed Han Solo, though. Apparently, he'd had enough of that. You know, Chewie! Laugh it up, fuzzball. Yeah. So he took him out. He's like, done. I'm done with Han Solo.
Sorry, I just ruined it for everybody. No, this is the most fun we've had on a Bears hit in a long time. I like when they win games.
I like it, too.
Oh, yeah. See, I can't always bring the silly, but I thought the silly was good today. I really did.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Groats. Yeah.
I didn't kill my wife. Goodbye.
I don't care. When we come back, we will check in on the Cubs because Craig Counsell told us something, and we're still kind of waiting to see if the Cubs have the results of a test that he wanted run, plus other things that might interest you, the Cubs fan, as they're less than a week away from the playoffs. Next, here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Good. I mean, I think, you know, I think our goal right now, and I talked to Kyle today about it, is to be in the lineup on Friday. I think we're trending towards that. But I don't have a report on today, but I think in talking to him kind of before the day started or kind of while the day was going on inside, like, we were on the same page with that.
That's Craig Counsell, and thanks to Marquee for that. That was on their Twitter account, him saying, and I saw some of the, saw Matty Lee, a couple other reporters reporting that they want to have Kyle Tucker in the lineup on Friday to assess where he's at. And Craig talked to us about that, saying, well, yeah, we kind of need to know. Like, it'd be nice to know.
One of my favorite conversations we've had with Craig Counsell today. Considering everything that's going on, there was some serious stuff in there. We talked quite a bit about the Kyle Tucker stuff. We actually talked about the choice to let Matt Shaw go to the funeral of his friend Charlie Kirk. We talked about that, and I thought Craig was
eloquent
and thoughtful on that. I agree. And just talked about the human aspect and how Matt was struggling with the decision of whether to go or not. Thought that was good. And he also talked to us about Cade Horton, who left last night's game with what was reported as some back tightness and was kind of contextualized after the game as
he
should
felt
be okay.
Like he had a cold, and then when I heard that being talked about as part of what's going on, I was like, wait, did he sneeze?
Yeah, like he sneezed, he coughed or something, and then it was a little tight.
And maybe there's a little cartilage damage.
But the way it was contextualized last night during the game,
it didn't feel like it was that big of a deal.
Nor after the game did it feel like it was that big of a deal. It was like, oh, no, he should be good for next time. And next time might be game one of the wild card playoff series. Which I thought Jed Hoyer kind of sort of confirmed contextually yesterday on the midday show. But anyway, then when we're talking with Craig today, and you asked a very innocuous question about how's Cade Horton doing today?
How's Cade Horton doing?
That was it.
We decided to do some further testing with Cade, an MRI to just see what we're dealing with. Optimistic, but we want to make sure we know kind of what we're dealing with or if we're dealing with anything.
And so you're still waiting on those results at this
point?
Yeah,
it's this afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't yet comment. So last night seemed positive about his possible future availability, but it's not...
Yeah, that hasn't changed. I think we just want to make sure, I think, to protect Cade as much as anything, is like, let's make sure we know what's going on here.
If that was a playoff game, you think he guts it out and stays in last night?
I do, yes.
All right, that's a key thing.
That made me feel better.
Me too.
The end, I'm glad that you asked that question because it made me feel better about kind of where things stand. But you just never know.
Oh yeah, no, an MRI
for a pitcher
on his back. Really anywhere.
In a rotational sport. there's no telling what you might find in there.
Last year, Cade Horton had an injured shoulder. What it was, because he didn't pitch after the 29th of May, it was a subscapularis strain in his right shoulder. I know enough about the subscapularis for all my time.
As a doctor?
No, actually, I don't know a ton about subscapularis, but I know that the shoulder, it's very connected to the back, Lawrence. Like, the back of the shoulder is near the back. It's a shoulder blade. It's a part of the shoulder blade. It is adjacent to the back. I know that.
I hope this isn't in your anatomy file. Although I think this technology hasn't changed much over the years.
For all you anatomy files out there.
Yeah, no. No, his data on this is old too.
And Gronk and Brady. No. Anyway, it wasn't a back injury last year, but you know, it's connected. His body is he's got a lot of parts of his body that are connected. Anyway, MRI on a back.
He's like all of us have.
That. Yeah, MRI, yeah, but he's a pitcher in a rotational sport. Yeah, it was a little jarring. We don't have MRI results yet, but it's like, wait a minute. That one would hurt.
An update from the week of chaos. Chaos week is, as it was said last night on the MLB Network, the Padres are trailing Milwaukee 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning out in San Diego.
Go Brewers!
And the Padres had bases loaded, nobody out in the seventh, and couldn't convert to tie the game.
Couldn't do anything with it.
They couldn't do anything with it.
The
I just saw this too. Week. By the way,
give us more
because MLB Network flashed this. The Diamondbacks hold the tiebreaker over the Reds and the Mets.
Oh man, the tiebreakers are nuts. The first tiebreaker is interdivision record, not intra-division, but interdivision. So how well you do against the other divisions in your league. That's number one. Yeah, it's crazy. The Mariners clinched last night, came from behind to do it. You clinched a playoff spot, but not quite yet the division.
Last night was crazy.
It really was. That Scooble inning. Cleveland scored three runs.
What are they, 16-2?
Yeah. And they didn't get a ball past the mound and scored three runs.
Well, he tried the Burley.
Tried to go between the legs.
Yeah, Scooble tried the Burley and then sent one in down the right field line. And then he hit a guy and he was distraught.
Oh, yeah, because David Fry bunted a ball into his face. Yeah.
And he was distraught about that. And it seemed like he was so distraught that it kind of unwound him a little bit.
I think you're right.
I have sympathy for that. Like, you see a guy get hurt, and that's, for the most part, that's not the goal, is seeing a guy get hurt. And if you're a pitcher, you're like, man, I did that. Or I played a role in that.
He visited David Fry in the hospital last night.
That's top notch of him.
Scooble and a couple other players visited David Fry in the hospital last night. By the way, the one guy who's really enjoying this chaos week, is Terry Francona. He's back at it. He's back in the middle of it. And he was delightful when talking about how excited he was yesterday for the games that began last night.
I've been in full uni since 9:45, and my palms get sweat. Yeah, it's what you're here for. Honestly, we're going through some stuff for the first time. So, but it's baseball. You know, if they were asking us to go do calculus or something, I'd be scared to death. This is baseball. And as long as that stays baseball, let's go see if we can be good enough.
I mean, he kind of has to do calculus as a manager of a baseball team.
He's not doing it well, if you ask Red fans, by the way. But since 9:45 a.m., guy's been in full uniform.
I've been in full uni since
y'all been paying attention to the decisions that he's been making?
Dude, yeah. Ryan Porth is distraught. Terry Francona chose to go Hunter Green versus Paul Skeens for one start this week instead of rejiggering the rotation to have Hunter Green get two starts this week. Ryan Porth, I'm beside myself. I am outraged.
Maybe he was saving Hunter Green for something else.
For the playoffs?
Or for the game at the end of the season.
I don't know.
If Tito feels someone sidle up next to him or behind him in that manager's office, better look out.
Ryan Porth.
Going to want answers.
Hey, you know what we get next week, Speaks? No matter how all of this plays out, there's going to be at least one of these games where a certain player is going to show up for the first time this year. Johnny Allstaff.
Hunter Green might pitch on Sunday.
He's going to show up over the next 4 days somewhere. It might be Cleveland. It might be Detroit. It might be San Diego or Los Angeles.
You betcha.
It might be Chicago.
No! Can you imagine that on a Sunday against the Cardinals?
Of course it's the Cardinals coming to town, too.
Yeah. Too bad we're going to be in a pool smoking cigars in Vegas. That's going to be rough. Actually, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I, too, have been in full uni since quarter to 10.
Palms are sweaty.
I've been in full uni since quarter to 10.
He's the best.
There was a lot of bad that happened last night for the Cubs. There was also something that was super cool. We'll share it with you next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Delighted to be joined by Chicago's own John Mulaney. How are you?
What's up, Book? How are you? I'm great.
This is a treat for us to get a chance.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very excited to say July 11th, 2026, I'll be the first comedian to ever play Wrigley Field.
Wow.
Yes.
That's really cool.
It's really cool.
You know, I watched Baby Jay probably about a week ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And holy cow. I just, how come you didn't get your haircut for us? Like, you got your haircut.
I'm sorry I'm not presentable enough for the booth. I know that people singing The Stretch normally come in immaculate attire.
Tuxedos and
that's it.
It's fun stuff with John Mulaney and Boog and JD in the booth. Tomorrow, we are going to be in the midday slot because we have a flight to Las Vegas. So I know tomorrow I'm going to be like just waking up in the morning and got to thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. But we'll be on from 10 until 2.
And then The Score and Budweiser will be there tomorrow from 2 to 6 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville. Raheemy Harris and Grody will be at a special time of 2 to 6 after we're on 10 to 2. Stop by Old Crow tomorrow afternoon to register to win special prizing from Budweiser. And say hello to Layla, Marshall, and Grody before the Cubs game. That's tomorrow, too, at Old Crow in Wrigleyville, all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Yeah, the chemistry was adorable. Boog and JD both clearly so excited to talk to John Mulaney. And why wouldn't you be? That is a very, very funny man who's a hardcore Cubs fan as well.
I'm a huge fan of his.
Me
and,
too.
And I told you guys last night, I went to a Christmas Eve show a few years ago, and it was amazing. Like, who was on it? Because it was Amy Schumer and Hannibal Buress headlining it. And Drew Michael did a set. Dion Cole was in town. He's a Chicagoan too. He did a set. And while Dion Cole was on stage, like, it was Beat Kitchen, so everyone's standing, right? Mm. Like, there's no seats there. Like, everyone's standing up. And they were like, yeah, we have a special guest coming in to entertain you. And it's John Mulaney. And he was standing right next to me, like, in a parka. And he just took his parka off and went up on the stage and killed for 20 minutes.
That's amazing. That's so cool to just have him show up places like that. And Wrigley's where he'll be showing up next July.
He had come from Midnight Mass.
He went to Mass and then decided to go and kill. And did. He talked in the booth last night about growing up a Cubs fan.
Is it cool to come back? I mean, you grew up in Chicago. Is it cool to get a chance to come back here?
Oh, my God, to come back to Wrigley. Yeah, we saw so many games when I was a kid. Late 80s, early 90s, just watching Mark Grace absolutely deliver every night. It was just the best.
Was he your guy? Was Gracie your guy?
Never have met Mark Grace. Part of the reason I'm back always around the Cubs organization is
just in case he shows
someday
up
to meet Mark Grace. Yeah. I'm not naive. I know it might be hard, but I would love to.
All right. We'll try to thread that needle for you.
I mean, this is a big venue for
this is a very
comedian.
This is a real, like, you know, 35,000 seat venue. But
yeah.
Look, if Mark Grace could come out there every day and just deliver, ripping cigarettes.
Yeah.
I can face down this crowd, too. I'm so excited for it.
That's a wrap.
Oh, man.
Good for him.
Yeah, dude. And then he held the final note on Take Me Out to the Ball Game all the way into the break.
One,
here it is.
Two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Had it. I didn't see it near the end of it on TV.
Yeah, he went John Vincent on us and beat the commercial. That was great.
So cool.
That was really, really great. By the way, bottom nine, Brewers 3, Padres 1.
And Abner Uribe is out there to close it down. He's been good in place of Tyler McGill.
Tomorrow,
Trevor McGill.
On 10 until 2. Don't forget that. It's going to be weird for everyone, but we're doing it because we got to get on a plane and go to Circa Las Vegas. We are very excited to broadcast from Friday, Saturday, and Monday. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow, 10 a.m. Don't forget about us. We'll see you tomorrow, crazy people.
That's radio, right? You know. I mean, whatever. They tried. Didn't go over well. All good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.